Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Well, I'm Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next hour as we talk about some of the conflicting information that's out there on health and beauty care products. Last week, we began a whole topic. I started sharing some information about you about some of the hazards that you can find in your everyday health and beauty care routine. And it seemed to have opened up kind of a firestorm of information or requests for information. So today, what we're going to be talking about are some of the safe choices for your bath and beauty care routine. So I understand that lots of you really liked the information that I gave on the things that were hazardous or things that you should avoid, but we're really then left wondering, well, then what should I look for? What can I use? And so today, that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about some really simple solutions to this problem, some things that are going to be very inexpensive, some things you can do it yourself, some beauty care product lines that I have used. So I really want to talk to you about the things that I have personal experience with. There'll be a few others that I haven't actually used, but in doing some research, I've found that they have really good and clean product lines, and I've gotten recommendations from people that I trust. So that's the kind of thing we're going to talk about today. But before we get started, I thought maybe it was a good idea for us to review a little bit of the information about why this is such an essential topic. If you remember last week, we talked about the fact that your skin is your very largest organ, and it is that organ that is the only organ in your body that has contact with your environment. And that your skin, because of the way it's designed, makes it a really powerful and effective delivery system. In fact, there are lots of compounding pharmacies and even some pharmaceutical drug companies that produce hormones or vitamins and minerals that are put into creams that are applied to your skin. And that's referred to as a transdermal delivery system. And the reason that it's so effective is that they are actually absorbed, those chemicals or vitamins or minerals or hormones are actually absorbed right into your skin. And so they pass directly into little capillaries and are taken throughout your whole body before they're filtered by your liver. And in addition to the fact that they're immediately introduced into your bloodstream, they're also not dependent on your own particular digestive system. So people who suffer from poor digestion or ineffective digestion may not get a full benefit of a hormone pill or a vitamin or mineral pill, but applying them directly to the skin bypasses that whole process of digestion. And so it's immediately taken up, like I said, into your bloodstream. And so that's a really effective way for delivery. So that's the really great news about your skin and about using it as a transdermal delivery system. It's really fast, it's really effective, and it's not dependent on your digestion. And so while that's really great news, it's also the really not so great news about the transdermal delivery. Because it's so effective and so efficient and things can get into your bloodstream really quickly, some of the nasty chemicals that we talked about last week, which I'll kind of go over real quickly again, those can get directly into your bloodstream as well. So when we're talking about nasty chemicals in your bath and beauty care products, we're talking about things like propylene glycol, which, as you may recall, is one of the major components of antifreeze. We're talking about all the parabens. So if it's a polyparaben or a butylparaben, anything that has that paraben at the end of the word is something to be avoided. And sodium lauryl or laureth, any of those kinds of sulfates, those are to be avoided. Phthalates, PEG. Now, there is something confusing about PEG that I want to kind of clear up for you today. So I got some questions about that. There are vegetable sources of PEG, so it'll be like a PEG-6 or a PEG-40. Those are actually made from a vegetable glycerin. But the thing to keep in mind is that glycerin is kind of a byproduct of saponification, and we're going to go over what that is later on when we're talking about some DIY projects for bath and beauty care. But it's not the greatest thing, but at least if it's coming from a vegetable source, it's much safer than if it's coming from a synthetic source. So just keep that in mind. And so it was propylene glycol, parabens, sodium lauryl sulfate, phthalates, PEG, TEA, DEA, mineral oils, and petroleum jellies, petroleum-based waxes and sterols, alcohols of different kinds, lye, and then anything that starts with a benzo, formaldehydes, synthetic fragrances, and then things, toxic metals like mercury, lead, aluminum, and chromium. Remember, we found those mostly in either skin lightening or products or lipsticks. Now, the one thing I did not talk about last week that I think is really worth mentioning is that many shampoos, lotions, and even vitamin and mineral supplements contain wheat or wheat proteins, which, of course, can have a rather disastrous consequence for all of you who are wheat and gluten sensitive. So while we're on that topic, you might not really understand just how important it is for everyone who lives in the household with a gluten sensitive person, and particularly someone with celiac disease, to completely avoid even bath and beauty care products that use wheat or hydrolyzed wheat protein or some of those kinds of things. Here's why. So let's just suppose that someone in the house washed their hair or washed their hands with a product containing gluten. Then those gluten molecules are transferred from your hands to a cutting board or to the head of lettuce that you're washing or to that onion that you're chopping. And while the amount of gluten that would be transferred may seem so minuscule that it doesn't seem possible that it could cause any problems, the reality is that even one molecule that's ingested by a person with a sensitivity can start the entire allergic response in the body and all the accompanying problems. So that's why it's really important to look at that. And it's especially important for all of you who are gluten sensitive to look at your lip glosses and lipsticks, because many of them also contain gluten. Like I said, after last week's show when we talked about all these things, and I posted on my blog, omgallergyfree.com, I posted my top 12 chemicals to avoid in your bath and beauty care routine. I started getting tons of requests for the other side of things. So we covered what's bad, so now what's clean and effective. So I wanted to kind of share with you how I came to find some of these things. For those of you who've never seen a photo of me, I am a redhead, and I have really sensitive skin, which kind of goes along with being a redhead. And so for years I've been kind of experimenting and testing and otherwise kind of becoming the guinea pig for all of you so that I could determine just how these products work on my super sensitive, pale, red-haired skin. And so while the skin on my body is pretty sensitive, the skin on my face is even more sensitive than the average person. And the skin around my eyes is the first to react in a really dramatic fashion to anything that has some petrochemicals or some harsh things in it. And some of these reactions happen from things I inhale, like fumes from nail polish remover or synthetic fragrances or gasoline fumes. So I'm a little bit like a canary in a coal mine when it comes to some of these harsh chemicals. And since I've always been what my friend John back in Spokane calls a wash and wear kind of girl, I've never worn a lot of makeup, but back in about 1999, I found out that I had cancer for the second time. And so I started to look into everything that I was putting in my body and on my body, including all my bath and body care products and makeup and even the kinds of fabrics that my clothes were made from and the kinds of things that my bed was made out of. And now at that time, there wasn't a lot of information about the chemicals in these in all these items. And, you know, Google searches were not what they are now. So I adopted an overall attitude that if I couldn't pronounce it or I couldn't eat it, that it didn't belong in my bag of bath and beauty care products. So, of course, that immediately reduced the number of things that I could use, at least until I could do a little more research on some of those words to find out what those chemicals actually were. And to my surprise and delight, some of those unpronounceable words were just the Latin or kind of official names of perfectly ordinary plant oils like sunflower or coconut oil. But sometimes they were synthetic productions, and just a few letters can make a difference. So I see that it's, I don't know how this time goes by so quickly, but I see that it's already time for our first break. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the products, the bath and beauty products you can trust. So we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'll start taking some of your calls or instant messages. So stay tuned and I'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Transformation Talk Radio. Well, hello, everybody. We're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the good side of bath and beauty care products, the companies that are responsible and provide you with skincare products, bath and beauty care products that really do not only not contain the bad chemicals, but contain things that will actually really heal your skin, promote better health, and assist you in looking and feeling younger. We're even going to talk about some DIY projects so that you can do this, have a little fun, save a little money, that kind of thing. So before the break, I rehashed a little bit of last week's radio show about the things you want to avoid and got into my story about how I'm, you know, kind of one of those super sensitive to chemicals, both on my skin and in my body. And, you know, as a redhead, that tends to happen. We generally have more sensitive skin than the average. So back in the late 90s, as I mentioned before the break, I found out that I had cancer for the second time. And so I decided that what I wanted to do was really investigate everything that I was putting on and in my body. And so if you have some questions, you have a question as I'm going through some of these product lines, you have some other suggestions, I really would appreciate it if you would either send me an instant message. If you're listening via computer, you can see that there's a place on the right-hand side of the screen to go ahead and type in some messages, which I'll get instantly. Or you can call me at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819, and I'll answer your questions. So back at that time in the late 90s, I started really, two things really happened. I met my friend Christina Wilson, who is a really fabulous medical style esthetician, and an esthetician is a skin care specialist in San Diego. And I also found some products on my own. And so between the advice that my friend Christina was giving me, as well as the things I was finding on my own, I began to assemble a list of pretty clean products that I feel pretty good about recommending. Now, in the companies that I'm going to talk to you about, you have to be proactive and get the ingredients list for each one of them, because sometimes formulations change, and so the information that I have from last year might not be the same as the product formulation for this year. Or they may have changed and are giving more information that wasn't provided before because of FDA regulations. So there's always something. And not every single product in a product line is 100% clean, nor do I recommend every single product in that line. However, all the companies that I'm going to suggest, they all have some really good ones. And if I know of a particularly offensive one, I'm going to, you know, shout that one out too. So the first product line that I came upon on my own was Dr. Hauschka's products. Now, Dr. Hauschka is a homeopath, uses a lot of homeopathic remedies. And so out of that whole realm of looking at people's health, it began to develop product lines. And instead of using the general petrochemical kinds of carriers, oils for carriers of in his line of moisturizers and makeup and that sort of thing, he uses rose oil. Now, for those of you who are my blog followers, you've maybe read what I have to say about rose oil. I believe that rose oil is, according to all the people who can measure these sorts of energetic things, it's the highest vibrational oil that's available. So it actually really resonates so highly that it brings up tissues around it to be healthier. And so using rose oil is a really amazing thing. Not only do they use it in their face care products, but it's even in their mascara. So I really like Dr. Hauschka's products. That they are generally available at higher-end health food stores. If you happen to have a Whole Foods or one of those kinds of stores in your area, you can probably find them. If not, they're available online. And so some of these things are difficult to spell or to pronounce or to figure out how to spell from my pronunciation. So I'm going to actually do a blog post that lists all of these products. So you'll be able to check in my blog, omgallergyfree.com, in a couple of days to be able to get all of that info. And then there's another company called Gabrielle Cosmetics, who also produces Zuzu Cosmetics. And they have, on their website, they have a great sheet that lists every possible allergy component, including alcohol. So it goes through all their products, and it lists whether it has gluten, wheat, corn, soy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way down to alcohol. And so you can look on those on their list that they provide on their website and find all of that information about each and every one of their products. Now, the one thing I will say is avoid their liquid eyeliner. And I'm going to say pretty much avoid liquid eyeliner in general. Going to do a lot better if you get a solid eyeliner if you wear eyeliner, because most of the liquid eyeliners contain some pretty harsh products. Now, another line that I particularly like is Osmosis. And this is a line that you have to get through an esthetician. And again, I'm going to give you some information about my friend Christina, who I happen to think is one of the finest medical estheticians around. She's located in San Diego, and the name of her company is Awaken Your Skin. So you can find her at awakenyourskin.com. And if you're not having success getting a hold of her that way, the phone number, if you would like to order product, is 619-233-4640. Again, that information will be on my blog post. Now, Osmosis is it's a company where you can't just order it online. You have to order it through an esthetician. These products are pretty remarkable and contain none of the harsh chemicals that we're trying to avoid. And then Jane Iredale is another company to look at. She produces a line of mineral makeup. Now, she does use titanium dioxide as the carrier, and she uses most of the colorants in her makeup are mostly forms of iron oxide, but they also use a few others for more intense products. they use things like gems like lapis, and they use chromium oxide to produce greens. And most people who produce purples also add lime to that, to the green oxides. So you also want to check, because some things, for those of you who are vegans or kosher, will want to avoid any kind of makeup that contains the word carmine. So that is actually made from the crushed shells of beetles. It's a very red product. And so most of these companies that I'm recommending will have a vegan or gluten tab on them, so you can check them out. As far as it goes to kind of bath salts and foaming liquids and hand soaps and shower gels, I really like the company Deep Steep. They seem to have no harsh chemicals in any of their products. Again, those are generally easily obtained at a high-end market, organic market. And then the few other companies I'm going to go through quickly are Juice Beauty, which is an all-organic line. The Honest Company, which was started by Jessica Alba, and they're all organic and nothing harsh. Eminence Organic, which is kind of a handmade all-organic skincare line. Badger Balm, again, available at most health food stores. Great, especially their lip balms, no gluten, nothing bad. Green Beaver is a gluten-free, vegan, biodegradable, and certified organic company that makes some really amazing things. Again, all this information will be posted on my blog. Source Vital, which is an algae-based product, especially their deodorant and their first aid spray, their serums, they're all pretty amazing. Again, you can get those through an esthetician. Essie or Zoya nail polishes don't have any formaldehyde or those harsh chemicals. Lavish Lotions, which is a company in San Diego, are amazing. My Shell has a few. And when we get back, we're going to take a short break here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little about sunscreens and all the hoopla around sunscreens. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. You're back on the air with Dr. Peggy Parker and Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. Today we're talking about beauty care products and bath care products and how you can pick some really clean ones, some of the really great companies. And in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about sunscreens and all the hoopla around sunscreens. I know that lots of you probably are a little confused about that, so I'm hoping that I can help you through that kind of info. So if you have some questions and you'd like to contact me live, the phone number is 800-930-2819, or you can go on to the instant feedback and just type your question in and I can answer it from there. So before the break, we were talking about some really great companies and the fact that I'm going to have a list of all these companies and some links to their websites or links to my friend Christina's, my esthetician friend Christina Wilson at Awaken Your Skin, where you can obtain some of these products. One of the things that when I have talked in my classes that I teach, I talk a lot about the skin and how it is your largest organ in your body. It's an organ of elimination, but it's not just that. It's a protective barrier. It's your interaction with your environment. It's a really important organ. And so it's very important to take really good care of it, because you can have all kinds of problems, health issues related to things that you put on your skin or things that happen to damage your skin. Because once your skin ceases to function properly, either through the application of some inappropriate products, which we'll talk about in a second, or from actual damage like sun damage, then we can start having some really bad compromises and result in things even like skin cancer. Most of the time we're going to be experiencing things like eczema or contact dermatitis or patchy, itchy, flaky areas, or, you know, those kinds of things, which are much less, much less disastrous words around them than the dreaded word cancer. But they all are just a symptom that your skin isn't functioning properly. And one of the most controversial things about skincare that's been around in the last few years is about sunscreen. Now, most of you know that I recently relocated to San Diego to do a clinical trial study, and I generally live in Washington State. Well, in Washington State, in the summertime, the temperatures aren't dramatically different than they are in San Diego, but the really dramatic difference is how direct the sun is. In Washington, we're far away from the equator. While we have very long days in the summer and very short days in the winter, it's because we're so far away from the equator. So we do not have such direct sun. So I got I compromised my skin a little about 2 weeks ago by working outside during the middle of the day, which is a really good time to avoid the sun. I did have some kind of light sunscreen on, and I had a shirt on, a very lightweight shirt. And I got really sunburned because the sun is so direct in San Diego. So this is something that is, this is why sunscreens are important. The other side of, to protect you, so you want a protective layer. The other side of using sunscreens is that if you overuse sunscreens, even the good ones we're going to talk about, you will actually block the ability of your skin to interact with the sun, which causes a reaction in the melanin in your, in the first layer of your skin, between the first and second layers of your skin, that actually helps produce vitamin D in your body. And it's the most beneficial kind of vitamin D because, again, it doesn't have to pass through your digestive system. There's none of that. It's directly absorbed right into your bloodstream. And that's how your body was designed to get its vitamin D, is from this, primarily from the sun. So we want to be careful about getting enough sunlight on your skin every day without overdoing it and doing what I did and giving yourself a sunburn. So the kind of the rule of thumb is that you want to have your sun, your skin exposed to natural light without sunscreen, without glasses or contacts for about 20 minutes every day, but avoid that 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. really direct sunlight, especially during the summer, and I am here to attest to that. But here's kind of the issue with sunscreens, is that in the last few years, people have said, well, the zinc oxide that's in sunscreens can be really harmful, and it's... there's really not very good evidence about that, but most really good sunscreens have gone away from the nanoparticle zinc oxide. So nanoparticles are tiny, tiny, tiny particles of zinc oxide that were believed to be able to be taken through the skin in this transdermal way and deposited into the bloodstream and could have some serious side effects. However, most of the literature that I was able to uncover really kind of debunked that myth. But the really good sunscreens are not doing nanoparticles anymore anyway. And actually, the regular particles that they're using, the small particles they're using now, are actually more effective at blocking the sun than the nanoparticles were anyway. The nanoparticles just made the sunscreen a little more, you know, so it didn't sit as on top of your skin and be quite so white. But I can tell you that having a bit of paleness isn't all that bad. I have it every day of my life. So, you know, anyway, back to a more serious topic. So what we want to do is look for products that do contain zinc oxide as the main blocker in your sunblocker, in your sunscreen. That and aloe vera seem to be two of the most effective ways to create a protection, a protective layer of your to your skin against the sun. And so even the Environmental Working Group, which is one of the groups that I posted on my blog, that really does a lot of research into chemicals in your bath and beauty care products, even they recommend the use of nano-sized mineral sunscreens over chemical sunscreens. So the thing you want to look for are the ones that are all natural and that are zinc oxide-based. And the couple of sunscreens that I found that I could recommend are one called Burnout and one that's called Solisolid. Those seem to be the two cleanest products that I've been able to find to date. And again, those will show up on my blog page, omgallergyfree.com. Now, also on my blog, I've been giving you some directions for some DIY skincare products. And I also have written a booklet called Your Home a Chemical-Free Sanctuary, which is available on Amazon.com. I've provided lots of suggestions for making your own everything from room sprays to cleansers and skin toners and so much more using ionized water as the basis. And this is why your skin has a natural pH of about 5. So it's a it needs mildly acidic kinds of things on it. And this is why it's important to move away from soaps and more into some gels, but even those will be a little drying, and this is why. When you make soap, you have to do something called saponification. Saponification is this chemical process that happens when you take an oil that's liquid, like olive oil, or kind of semi-liquid, like coconut oil, and you want to turn it into a solid bar of soap. You have to add a very strongly alkaline substance like lye to it to create this solid bar of soap. Even if you're adding essential oils, even if you're doing all of those things, you're going to end up with a product, a soapy product that strips the oils from your skin because it's so alkaline in nature. And it doesn't match up well with your own skin's pH. You want to look for something that's mildly acidic in nature. And so taking that into consideration will help keep your skin working properly. The other thing before we get into some of these DIY products, beauty care products that I've listed, is that oil alone doesn't work well as a moisturizer. It does create a really effective barrier if you're attempting to protect yourself from a really caustic substance. So if you were to put oil on your skin, something like coconut oil or palm kernel oil or avocado oil or almond oil directly on your skin, and then put on some gloves so that if you're painting, the paint can't actually penetrate your skin very well because you've got that coating of oil on it, but it doesn't absorb into your skin well, and it actually kind of smothers the skin and prevents the proper uptake of oxygen and the proper expulsion of perspiration through your skin like it's supposed to happen. So putting just oil on your skin, I know there are lots of proponents of using just olive oil or just coconut oil. That's really not very good for your skin. You will actually end up with dry skin from it. I know it seems a little odd, but that's why, because it's preventing, you know, proper oxygenation. And your skin actually takes up oxygen from the air and water molecules from the air. And so once you put an oil block on it like that, that doesn't happen. So you can get, you know, kind of red. Your skin can turn a red color and be not quite as pretty. So when we come back from our break, which we're going to take in just a minute, I'm going to talk to you about some essential oils that you can use in your DIY projects, and some things that are listed on my site, and we'll get into a few more tips on taking better care of your skin. And so I'm going to take a little break here so that you can listen to some of our sponsors and all these people who actually are responsible for me being on the air. So I want to thank you for joining me, and be sure to call in or type in your instant message questions so that I can answer them when we come back on the air. Again, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformations Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're back on the air with the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we're talking about some great bath and beauty care products and companies. And in this little segment, it always goes by so fast, this last segment, so we're going to talk about a few essential oils that I highly recommend that you use in your DIY projects. So rose oil, as I mentioned earlier, it has the highest vibration of all oils, so it's very healing and moisturizing. And lavender oil will soothe and calm, where chamomile is a calming. Vetiver is also considered a very calming essential oil. Rosemary is an antioxidant, and it's used as a preservative in lots of things because of its high antioxidant potential, but it's also antibacterial, antifungal, so it's considered antimicrobial. Thyme and oregano are also very powerful antimicrobial agents, so a good thing to add a drop or two to your DIY project. Geranium is an astringent, and clary sage is anti-inflammatory and also antimicrobial, where mint, all the kinds of mint, would be refreshing and stimulating, but also antimicrobial. And grapefruit, orange, those kinds of things are also stimulating. And antibacterial, they also tend to move your lymphatic system, and so they get rid of water retention. So those are just a few to keep in mind, and I'll put a little more extensive list on my blog site. Again, that address is omgallergyfree.com. And you can follow me, you know, through my Facebook or through Simple Health Network. .com or Simple Health Network on Facebook, and get links to all these things as well. So one of the easiest ways to start making your own DIY bath and beauty skincare products is with a hydrosol. A hydrosol is different than an essential oil in that a hydrosol is water-based rather than oil-based. So back about 2 months ago, I think, I put some directions on my blog site for how to make your own rose water or rose hydrosol or lavender hydrosol, jasmine, any kind of flower. So if you're an organic gardener or you live near an organic farmer's market and you've got some growers that are actually growing organic herbs and organic flowers, you can take those things and actually make your own water-based hydrosols. And there are two ways to do it. If you have a water ionizer that makes high-quality ionized water, and I've talked about this on many occasions, you can actually use that to, and the very alkaline water in that that's produced by the machine will actually create a hydrosol just by soaking flower petals in it. And then you can actually mix it with a more acidic water, a mildly acidic water, to produce something that's proper pH for your skin. And those make excellent toners. The water by itself, that's on a setting that's about somewhere between 4 and 6, makes an absolutely perfect facial toner and hair rinse, that kind of thing. So it's completely free of chemicals, no additives, no colors, no anything, no gluten. So those are really safe to use, but if you want it to have some kind of a nice smell or you want it to do something else to your skin, you can simply add a few drops of the hydrosol or even a few drops of essential oil to create your own. But as I said, hydrosols are the easiest way to start because once you've produced this, you can put it in a spray bottle. Some of them you want to keep in the refrigerator, but most of them are fine on, you know, just sitting out on your dressing table or your bathroom cabinet. Use them as a spray and create a really wonderful toner or skincare product. So I think it's really a fun way to get started. You can also easily make masks and face masks and body masks and hair masks, and all of the directions for many of those, for recipes for all of those things will be, you can find on my blog. And again, like I said, I'm going to be posting all of the companies, a few more sort of recipes for some more DIY things. And I truly would appreciate any kind of input that you might have on companies, especially these small handcrafted companies like Lavish and Essence, some of those kind, and Eminence, those kinds of companies that actually do handcraft the things. And for instance, with Lavish, they make the products on site. You can watch them being made. You know exactly what's going in them. And then they can customize them for you or send you one that has absolutely no fragrances in it, not even any essential oils in it, so that you can customize your own blend. And so I find those to be really wonderful. So again, there are really great companies, and I think that it's really just important to remember that if you can't pronounce the things that are in your products and you look them up and they have any kind of, you do a Google search and they're chemical in origin, you really want to avoid those. Those are things that can actually cause many, many health issues. And I think that in so many cases, I've heard so many people say, oh, look at the difference in my skin. Look at the difference in, you know, my hair. Look at the difference in, you know, the flakiness or the dryness or whatever after just drinking ionized water. But then when they start to use some of these DIY projects using ionized water or some of these other projects that would include some essential oils and that sort of thing, it really makes a big difference, because you want to remember that your skincare comes from the inside and the outside. So when you're eating a diet that's filled with high-quality organic foods, lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, those sorts of things, keeping everything really clean, avoiding chemicals in your foods, avoiding chemicals in your environment, you're going to actually be healthier. And the healthier you are, the healthier your skin is. And then you can also work on it from the opposite viewpoint, which is what you put on your skin gets into your body and can create some problems. So I want to remind you that you can contact me on my Facebook page, on my website page, or through my blog, and ask me questions anytime. I want to remind you that you want to be especially sensitive to gluten in some of these products, because they are one of the hidden things that are causing lots of health issues for people. And so before I close today, I want to thank my sponsors, especially Try the Water Free. So if you haven't tried ionized water, I would certainly look at that site, trythewaterfree.com, and you can get some more information. If you have any other questions about ionized water, please feel free to forward them to me, and I'll give you the most honest and straightforward answer I can. I also want to thank my engineer, Brian Sullivan, who always makes my job so much easier and happier. And most of all, I want to thank you for joining me today on Transformation Talk Radio. I always have a great time chatting with you. And remember, I'm always here every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, 1 Mountain, and noon Pacific, where you can always find out more simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier week, and I look forward to talking with you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's simplehealthnetwork.com. And check out her blog, omgallergyfree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.